rings, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spear's wedding last night turned out quite differently than was expected, but with better results than anyone hoped for. An overzealous Cedric managed to hit the happy groom on the head with a rice-filled boot, and the blow restored Grandpap's long-missing memory. And so now Lum and Abner are all set to get the secret formula from Grandpap and plunge into the synthetic rubber business. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store waiting for Grandpap.
Can't you see Grandpap coming yet?
No, I don't see him nowhere. Wait a minute. Terry is coming down the street there right now.
Good,
see him?
Good. Now we can get back into the synthetic rubber business.
Grannies, how long have we been waiting for Grandpap to get his memory back so as he could recollect that secret formula?
Law me, I don't know, Lum. It's been at least 2 months, I know that.
Oh, yeah, at least that.
Of course, if you'd have listened to me, we could have been making that synthetic rubber all this time.
Well, how could we? You never know the secret formula.
Well, no, but Grandpap had it wrote down on a piece of paper, and you tore up the paper. I kept telling you not to do that, Lum.
Well, I still think I was right about that.
Right?
Well, it ain't safe having valuable junk like that wrote down nowhere. You never can tell when a spy might come snooping around.
Well, you wouldn't even let Grandpap tell the formula to me or you.
Well, I just didn't want to take a chance on nobody else finding out about it. You can't be too careful with them things. And we got to go right on being careful, too.
You mean to sit there and say that you ain't going to let Grandpap tell us the formula this time neither, Lum?
No, sir.
Oh, my.
Well, I don't know. I'll let him tell us.
Yeah.
So we'll have it in case he gets the amnesia again. But we won't let him write it down on no paper, I can tell you that.
Well, we could hide the paper somewhere.
No, it's too dangerous, Abner. Another thing, me and you got to watch ourselves pretty close, too, and see that we don't forget and tell the formula to somebody.
Well, I won't tell it to nobody. I know that. Not a soul.
Don't even think about it before you go to bed at night, so you won't mention it if you start talking in your sleep.
No, I won't. And if I do mention it, I'll change the subject right quick. I'll talk about the weather. That's a military secret, too, ain't it? Dogus, what does a feller change the subject to nowadays, anyway?
I don't know.
Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy.
Come on in here, you old rascal.
Yeah, sit down, Buster, old boy. What's the matter with me? Guts, he used to calling you Buster. I can't hardly get out of the habit.
Yeah, that's a gooder.
Yeah, I don't hardly know what name to answer to no more. What name was it I was calling myself by?
Davenport. Buster V. Davenport. Don't you recollect that, Grandpa?
No. I can't recollect a thing whilst I had that pigeon-toed amnesia.
Well,
that's just sort of a blank spot in my mind now.
For the land's sake.
I just have to go by what folks tells me.
Sure.
Got a blank spot in my mind there.
Well, don't you even recollect your trip to Toledo?
Toledo?
Yeah.
Toledo, Ohio?
Well, that's the only one I know about.
Did I sure enough go there?
Why, sure you did. Went up there and spent Mott and I 2 weeks.
Well, for the law me sake. If that ain't just my pigeon-toed luck. That gummit anyways, doggone everything.
Well, what's the trouble, Grandpa?
Why, for the last 10 or 15 years, that's the one place in the world I've been wanting to go to.
Toledo?
I've been trying to go there for years. Wanting to visit old Pack Rat Watts. He lived there in Toledo. Lives there now. Moved there in 1921. In June, I believe it was. I think it was on a Saturday, about 2 o'clock.
Who was that you said moved there?
Pack Rat Watts. You recollect him, Abner?
No, I don't believe I do. Nobody by that name, Grandpa.
Lum, you tell him who Pack Rat Watts was.
Well, I'm feared I don't know neither, Grandpa. Besides, we want you to tell us about the secret formula now.
Yeah, for the synthetic rubber.
Yeah, all right, but I'm surprised you don't recollect old Pack Rat. Lived over there in Cherry Hill. Wore a blue sweater.
Well, I do know. Well, I don't recall him.
Yes, you do. Awful nice feller. Friendly.
Well?
Polite to his mama and kind to animals.
Uh-huh.
One of the nicest kleptomaniacs I ever knowed.
Kleptomaniacs?
Yeah, one of these fellers that takes stuff without knowing he's doing it hardly.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them, yeah. We had one here in Pine Ridge once. What was his name, Lom?
I don't recollect now.
Let's see.
Ain't important, no ways. Let's get this formula now so we can start up our rubber corporation again.
Now, what was it that you used to make the rubber with, Grandpap? You still know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, well, good. I just feared you'd forgot it.
Quite a batch of stuff in there. First, I take in some, let's see now.
Yeah, now, think hard now. Get this right.
It weren't milk, I know.
Mom, don't you think we ought to write this down as Grandpap thinks of it?
No, sir. Now, that's the one thing we ain't gonna do.
All right.
Last thing old Pack Rat said to me before ever he left Cherry Hill was to tell me to look him up if I ever got to Toledo. Milford, he says, if you ever get to Toledo, be sure and look me up. Them was his exact words.
Yeah, but now, what about the formula, Grandpap?
Oh, yeah, now, let's see now. Formula.
Yeah, there was stretch berries and sweet gum in it. I know that. I recollect that myself.
Yeah, but that ain't the secret part of it.
Oh, no.
Grandpap, maybe if you went back in the feed room, you might be able to recollect it.
Back in your natural realm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How about that?
No, I'll get it. Surprised you fellas don't recollect Pack Rat, though. He was sort of a double kleptomaniac.
A double kleptomaniac?
Yeah, I reckon that's what you'd call him. See, instead of taking the stuff he stole home with him, he'd always take it over to somebody else's house.
For the land's sake.
And then he'd take stuff out of that house and carry it back to wherever he stole the first stuff.
Oh, sassy friend.
It's the truth, Abner. It is. Just ask anybody in Cherry Hill. It happened every Saturday night. That was his night off.
His night off?
Yeah. Well, listen, Grandpap, we ain't got time to go into that now. We want to get this formula.
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth, though. Every Sunday morning, folks would find curious stuff in their parlors.
Well.
And they'd have to spend right now the whole day finding out whose things they had and trying to get their own stuff back again. Every Sunday that went on.
Oh, pretty.
Church attendance started falling off something wonderful.
My doggies, Grandpap, I almost wish you hadn't got your memory back. You weren't like this at all when you were Buster V. Davenport.
Well, that's the truth, though, about Pack Rat.
I don't believe a word of such a name, Pack Rat.
Well, he got that name from carrying stuff off that way. He carried big stuff. He rolled a planer over to somebody's house over there. He did.
Why, they'd catch him doing that.
He done it at night, Abner.
Oh, for that.
Of course, lots of folks knowed he done it and sort of hoped he'd bring something over to their house. Lots of times, folks was well pleased with the trade.
They was, huh?
I know he traded horses for two fellers once, and then they kept the other horse.
I never heard such a rigmarole in all my life. You can make up stuff faster than there one feller I ever listened to.
I don't do no such a thing. He swapped a cook stove for a refrigerator once.
Carried it over there?
He done it.
For the land's sakes. Well, he must have been an awful strong feller, I'll say that.
Oh, he was stout. Well, he just loved to pack stuff. I don't think he knows what he's doing, to tell you the truth.
He don't, huh?
No.
Well, a feller ought to know if he's carrying a cook stove on his back. He ought to have some idea what he's up to.
Grandpap, let's settle down now and get this.
Yeah, all right. I forgot about that.
Now, what was the first thing you put in that formula?
Yeah, let's see now. Stole stuff and taking it back to somebody else.
He done it, Abner, every Saturday night. Finally, he decided he better leave Cherry Hill.
Well, I'd think he would. More likely got run out of town, if that's the way he carried it.
No, he never got run out, but he tried to carry the safe from the post office off once.
For the last time.
Discouraged. Might not have cured his kleptomaniac.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't move it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that would be something.
he just left Cherry Hill over there because it was getting sort of monotony.
Monotony?
Yeah. Moved might not everything there was there.
Oh.
Got sick and tired of moving the same stuff all the time. Couldn't hardly stand the sight of it no more.
Well, why didn't he just quit doing it then?
He couldn't quit. Kleptomaniacs have to take stuff.
Oh.
As soon as they stop that, they ain't kleptomaniacs no more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I never thought about
it. So he picked up and went to Toledo, where he'd have some different stuff to tote backwards and forwards. Twixt houses.
Yeah, well, I reckon a fella does need a change at times, that way.
Moved there in 1921, June, about 2 o'clock one Saturday.
Yeah.
Just before he left, he said to me, he said, Milford, if you ever go to Toledo, be sure to look me
up. Told us that 12 or a dozen times.
Yeah, forget about that pack rat business and tell us the formula before you drive us start raving mad crazy.
Yeah, what is it?
We waited over 2 months for this moment. My grannies, we can't hold up the rubber industry no longer.
Well, I know now. Concentrate hard on it, Grant.
Yeah, let's see now. Formula. By Jiminy, I can't recollect that pigeon toad formula.
Can't recollect it?
Yeah, come on. We better go back to the feed room after all.
Yeah. Ah, Doggy, that's a good idea. That ought to bring it back to you. Them boilers and stuff you mix the stuff up in are still back there.
Yeah, I can tell you out there and all. Come on.
Yeah, we're right with you. Go ahead now.
Think I went all the way to Toledo and never looked up old Pack Rat? What?
Oh, my.
He could have showed me the right smart of a time, too. He's made quite a success out of himself.
He has?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what line of work's he taking up?
Oh, he's with a great big apartment store there. Got a good job.
Well, what does he do?
Why, he's head of the exchange department.
Well, I do know.
All right, here's the feed room. Now, simmer down, Grandpap, and concentrate awful hard. This is important. And don't talk too loud, because somebody might be listening.
Yeah, now just think hard. Take your time.
Oh, I don't need to think back here.
Huh?
Just look on the wall there. See right there?
For the land's sakes, is that the secret formula?
Wait a minute. Has that thing been wrote down there all this time?
Why, sure. 6 quarts of warm water, 2 cups of flour, hunk of stretch berries, 3 pounds of glue, can of axle grease.